Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Dijunya Mehta with the news, the headlines. NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon cautions against misusing party office for personal purposes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project at Kaliabor in Assam. MLA Dr. Sukato A. Sema says our culture will survive when younger generation carries it forward with understanding. Union Minister Jitan Ram Manji describes MSMEs as backbone of country's development. And now the news in detail. The Naga People's Front, NPF, inaugurated its Chumukedima division office yesterday, followed by oath-taking of office bearers. Speaking on the occasion, NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon said, "The opening of a political office represents discipline, responsibility and continuity rather than mere logistics." He said under Chief Minister Nipu Rio, the party has gone the extra mile to lead from the front in uniting Nagas across regions and opinions. Mr. Kikon asserted that although NPF is a regional party, it has also safeguarded the rights of non-Naga minorities living in the state over the years. Calling for transparency and accountability, he cautioned functionaries not to misuse the good office of the party for personal purposes. Referring to the priorities of the ruling coalition, Mr. Kikon said that the government's 34 MLAs place resolution of the Naga political issue at the top without forgetting the development of the state. Also speaking on the occasion, Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jaleo Reo said the opening of the Chumukedima Division Office marked the successful completion of the NPF-NDPP merger at the grassroots level. He urged party workers to coordinate between division and assembly constituency levels, reminding them that they were unpaid political workers serving public welfare. Mr. Rio further suggested that the division hold a follow-up meeting to discuss government policies and programs and express hope that through the party's platform, greater peace and Naga unity would be strengthened. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The 86 kilometers long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. It will feature 35 kilometers of an elevated wildlife corridor that will pass through Kaziranga National Park. The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. The elevated wildlife corridor will also ensure the uninterrupted movement of animals and reduce human-wildlife conflict. Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam.
This corridor upari Assam aur Arunachal Pradesh ki connectivity ko bhi behtar banayega. Kaziranga elevated corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye nayi sambhavnaye taiyar hogi. Main Assam ki janta और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं. साथियों, जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं. पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है.
Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon District, Assam. These trains are Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Member of Nagaland Legislative Assembly Dr. Sukato A. Sema said that our culture will survive when the younger generation carries it forward with understanding, not because they are forced to, but because they feel proud of it. Speaking at the conclusion of the three-day Tsungkam Nyo Festival of the Yim Kyung community in Shamatur district yesterday, Dr. Sema said, "The idea behind Mini Hornbill Festival is to take our rich Naga heritages and cultures closer to the people and give different communities a platform to present their traditions with pride and dignity. He emphasized that culture is carried through daily life, through customs, values, dialects, and oral traditions. The MLA also acknowledged the government of Nagaland under the dynamic leadership of Chief Minister Nipu Ryo for continuing to support culture initiatives like the Mini Hornbill Festival of every recognized Naga tribes. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME Jitan Ram Manji, has described MSMEs as the backbone of the country's development. Mr. Manji said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of PM Vishwakarma Hat 2026 in New Delhi today. He said the event is providing a platform to the artisans for branding and marketing their products. Highlighting the PM Vishwakarma Yojana, Mr. Manji said that this scheme is a medium of ending unemployment in the country. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees at Hooghly District's Singur in West Bengal today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagar, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road overbridge. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said the central government is working to meet the goal of a developed eastern India.
Bengal mein waterways ke liye anek sambhavnaye hain. Kendra sarkar is par kaam kar rahi hai. Ya port laid development ke liye zaruri infrastructure banane mein bhi madad di ja rahi hai. थोड़ी देर पहले पोर्ट और नदी जलमार्ग से जुड़े प्रदेश का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन हुआ है। ये पश्चिम बंगाल के विकास, भारत के विकास के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। ये वो पिलर है जिनके ऊपर पश्चिम बंगाल को मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, ट्रेड और लॉजिस्टिक का एक बड़ा हब बनाया जा सकता है।
The Balagar project aims to significantly improve cargo evacuation efficiency by diverting heavy cargo movement away from congested urban corridors. This will enhance road safety, reduce vehicular congestion and pollution in Kolkata city, and contribute to an improved quality of life for residents. Centre has debunked a video circulating on social media which claims that legal minimum wage will not be determined under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the viral claim is misleading. The unit added that there will be no reduction in the wage rate paid to workers and legal guarantee of employment will continue as before. PIB has further urged the citizens to always rely on official sources for accurate information. India's power distribution utilities have recorded a positive profit after tax PAT of 2,701 crore rupees in 2024-25. According to the Ministry of Power, the distribution utilities as a whole have been reporting PAT losses for the past several years since the unbundling and corporatization of state electricity boards. The ministry stated that this positive PAT in 2024-25 is a significant improvement compared to a loss of 67,962 crore rupees in 2013-14. While commenting on this, Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal said that this marks a new chapter for the distribution sector and is a result of several steps taken to redress the concerns of the distribution sector. Mr. Lal said that the government is committed to the required reforms in the sector so that the power sector can support country's growing economy and play its part in the journey towards Viksit Bharat. Nominations for the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed tomorrow. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon cautions against misusing party office for personal purposes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project at Kaliabor in Assam. MLA Dr. Sukato A. Sema says our culture will survive when younger generation carries it forward with understanding. And Union Minister Jitan Ram Manji describes MSMEs as backbone of country's development. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.